Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wayne.
Greetings to you. My name is Richard Wayne, and this is what we call 3 Good Minutes. Hopefully, moments of pause, reflection, maybe a little inspiration. Have you ever had someone say something and it identifies something that's been running around in your head for a long time? Something has been running around in my head and I didn't have a name to give it until I read this from John Pavlovitz in the Christian Century this last week, and I quote from him. He says, "Have you noticed that something is missing in American spirituality? It isn't religion. We have plenty of that. It isn't Christians. There are tens of millions of professed followers of Jesus here. It isn't Christian churches. It's difficult to travel a mile without encountering a half dozen houses of worship of various denominations. What we're missing, he says, is kindness. We are experiencing a national poverty of empathy in this country, and sadly, that deficit is evident in organized Christianity more than anywhere. It seems like many people who are loudly leading with their faith are the ones who have most passionately embraced a theology of cruelty, exclusion, and malice. One that bears no resemblance to Jesus. Instead of being known for our empathy and our heart for diverse humanity, Christians are seen by many as obstacles to the arc of the moral universe." End of quote. From this good man. I've told you this story before, that if I were to go on a plane, which I did recently, and if I were to go up and down the aisle, which I did not, and say to somebody, all of the people along the aisle there, "Hi, my name is Dick and I'm a Christian. Now, what do you think the next thing I'm going to say?" They would say to me, 90% of them would say, "Oh, you Christians hate gay people." And then the second thing that they would say is, "Now you're going to tell me that I'm going to hell if I don't believe like you." The tragedy of that has been running around in my mind for a long time. But here's the thing. He points to the fact that we are missing kindness. And if I listen to you in kindness, no matter how different your opinions are from mine, I lose nothing of my own convictions. And we need to learn how to do that. I am Richard Wing. This is 3 Good Minutes. I am here wishing you this day all the very best.